Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. Well, I recorded the podcast once in Descript, and for some reason, Descript hates me, and I just cannot get it to work right. So, back to Audacity, that just always works for me. What have I got for you today? I want to share some insights that I got from Titus Hobbs, who owns Pudgy Squirrel Marketing, while I was at EdgeCon this past weekend. He doesn't own it while I was at EdgeCon. I got the insights while I was at EdgeCon, just so you know. He talked really a lot about kind of doing the market research and how to define and describe your business, how to position yourself in the marketplace to get more business, to be a business that other people can recognize. And I wrote down a bunch of questions that he brought out in my mind. So the first thing you need to do as a small business is to understand your brand. Who are you as a business? And dive deep into your MVP, your mission, your vision, and your purpose as a business. Now, while those three are highly intertwined, they are different. Mission, vision, purpose. If you have those, you're well on your way to having a statement or having your business defined enough that other people know exactly who you are and what you do. The next thing, is your branding consistent across all platforms? Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, email, Twitter, all of those things. Is your branding consistent? Do you have the same logo and the same tagline and the same links? And is your content consistent across all of them? That's what people look for. The next question, can other people easily identify your business and communicate the value that you provide to others? Then he went into doing market research. Like, who is my target market? Do you know the people that you serve? Are you a cleaning business who serves people that own lake houses? Are you a cleaning business that serves doctors or that serves working mothers? What is the type of business you have and who do you serve? For myself and my coaching, I help Christian millennial men who earn between 75 and 100K. I help them build a purpose-based business so they can do work that they enjoy doing. You also want to look at their preferences, their needs, their behaviors. This will minimize the resources that you put into advertising and finding clients for your business. Then you also want to analyze your competition. You want to understand their position and how your position compares with theirs. You need to compare your pricing, the offerings that you provide, the messaging. You want to identify their strengths and weaknesses and yours, and you want to try to position yourself, not competing on price, but competing on value. What can I provide and what differentiates me and my business from the competition? And how can I, if you've ever read the book Blue Ocean Strategy, how can I create my own ocean where I'm not competing with them for the same people, but I'm providing kind of the same service, but a completely different service, if you know what I mean? And then you also want to try to learn and adapt to the changing trends and customer preferences. Try to keep up with what people want and what they're really after. Chase that and build your business around that. Now, don't always try to be on top of trends. If you've watched any TikToks or Instagram reels or anything like that, everybody's chasing the trends. Don't be like that, always chasing trends, but don't be afraid to integrate trends into what you're doing already in order to keep up with the changing times. Now, I've got a lot more to go into here, but I'll save it for another episode. For the next one, I have three core elements of online marketing mastery. I want to share that with you, maybe not tomorrow, but in another episode, it'll happen. Stay tuned for that. Keep doing good work.